Preparing for the back-to-school season means stocking up on new school supplies, which can leave kids' backpacks a little heavier and parents' wallets a little lighter. Earlier this year, the Arkansas State Legislature passed a law that might help with the latter. Act 757 of 2011 provides for a sales tax holiday in Arkansas during the first weekend of August each year. The sales tax holiday is defined as a temporary period when state and local sales taxes are not collected or paid on the purchase of certain products. On August 6th and 7th, taxes will not be collected on certain articles of clothing and school supplies. Roberta Overman is the manager of the Sales and Use Tax section of the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration.
The holiday is going to be Saturday and Sunday. It begins at 12:01 Saturday morning, you know, right after midnight, and ends at 11:59 Sunday night. It covers articles of clothing that each item is less than $100. It covers clothing accessories, and those items must be less than $50 per item. That's clothing accessory, or equipment. Then it covers school supplies, school art supplies, and school instructional materials, regardless of the cost. The items for clothing and clothing accessories, we have some examples out there. It's not intended to be, you know, all-inclusive. But the items listed for school supplies, school art supplies, and school instructional materials are limited to the items that are on the list. Only those items that are on those lists are eligible for the sales tax exemption.
Those lists include specific clothing items such as baby receiving blankets, coats, sneakers, and lab coats. School supplies eligible for the tax exemption include calculators, book bags, and textbooks. Arkansas residents will be able to purchase these items at any store throughout the state.
All stores that sell any of these eligible items are required to sell those items tax-free this weekend. So if they're going to make a sale of clothing of less than $100, or the clothing accessories less than $50, or any of these school supplies and items that are listed, they are required to sell those tax-free.
According to the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration's website, retailers may offer store discounts and store coupons to reduce the selling price of an eligible item in order to qualify for the holiday exemption. However, manufacturers' discount coupons do not reduce the selling price of an item and cannot be used to determine the selling price of an item in order to qualify for the holiday exemption. Arkansas is just the latest state to organize a sales tax holiday. Some of the states participating in a sales tax holiday this year include Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana. With Arkansas's new holiday, it's possible that many residents may stay in state to purchase their supplies.
The people that have been buying these items may have been making trips to our border states to make purchases of similar items, so hopefully this will keep this activity within Arkansas, rather than people going to our border states to benefit from their holidays.
More information is available at dfa.arkansas.gov. A link to the list of items eligible for the tax exemption can be found at our website, ozarksatlarge.com.